So cause-related marketing, we have a nice segue from the last session so that we can talk about the ideas of cause-related marketing and commercial co-ventures. The last case studies were helpful, and so we'll jump right in. So why has cause marketing seemed to have exploded? When you go into the grocery store at certain months of the year, maybe it's October, maybe it's others, you see it basically everywhere, all over the shopping stores. Millennials have been credited with the push towards having corporate social responsibility, as well as just in encouraging businesses to think about charity and giving back in various ways. So in 2015, the Cone Communications Ubiquity Global Corporate Social Responsibility Study came out with some interesting statistics. The two that I think are most relevant were 63% of the survey respondents actually purchased a product associated with a charity. But even more compelling is that 90% are willing to change brands to one that does support a cause that they're interested in. That number alone makes the marketing departments of consumer product departments salivate. And so there's a constant push towards encouraging this relationship between a cause and a corporation and a product. But let's start from the beginning. What is cause-related marketing? So cause-related marketing is obviously a marketing promotion between a business and a nonprofit for mutual benefit. So that's a very broad definition. It could be any relationship between a charity and a for-profit for mutual benefit. And the ways that charities have worked with for-profits over the years are only limited by the imagination of the marketing department. As many of you in-house might know, that's always a friction because the marketing department is very creative and very entrepreneurial. And so a lot of times it's the accounting and legal teams that sort of rein them in and keep them within the constraints of what the IRS wants charities to be doing.